And the pass from Hunt is a beauty. Hits Finney on the chest. Enboy cutting back inboard. Matt Finney rounded up by Savage, but busting tackles. And now, one last play. They're told to get up. Penalty brewing. Referee says that'll do us. Oh, it's almost identical. Round 16 all over again in reverse. The Dragons, they're thinking, where's our penalty that the Raiders did not get in Wollongong? But Adam G says that is full time and Canberra season is alive.
Yeah, and what a pity we're talking about this again on the Monday morning. Snap judgment, penalty every day of the week. Instead, we get full time. Game over. Nothing to see here. Move on. Raiders win it 24 points to 22. Graham Annesley is going to have to talk us through this one again this afternoon. Good luck, Graham, trying to break that one down. Adam G didn't want to make the call, and that's how the game ended. An incredible finish to that game, especially when you go back to round 16, and Brenton Speed had a great call there. Speedy was all over it. A penalty is brewing. Everybody could see it except for the referee in the middle. Let me know your thoughts around that. 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170. And also let me know your thoughts around Cameron Ciraldo coming in as Bulldogs coach. Now, Cameron Smith had a bit to say about this morning on Breakfast. Surprised that the Doggies didn't persist with Mick Potter as coach, given the club has had a massive turnaround this season.
Particularly Reed Marnie and Kikau moving to the club. They're going to be a stronger outfit next year than what they are this year. But yeah, there's going to be a lot more pressure on this squad to now perform, given they've shown a huge amount of improvement over the last 2 months compared to what they showed at the start of the year. I was a little bit surprised. I actually thought they may have gone down the track of giving Mick Potter another 12 months. Given he's been the man that has taken over this group and got them playing the way they've played over the last 8 weeks, which is, as I said, it's been a lot different and a huge improvement to the start of this year. But Cameron Ciraldo, there's a lot of raps on him. And, I'm sure he'll do a good job.
It's a really good point, isn't it? Because when you hear from the players, we spoke to Max King on this program just last week, and they were more than happy with Mick Potter. Obviously, I mean, so much has turned around since Mick Potter has taken over from Trent Barrett there. I mean, everything has just become a whole lot freer at the Bulldogs. So what do they do now with Cameron Ciraldo coming in, and what happens now to Mick Potter at the club? He's done the job that they asked him to do with bells on, really, for season 2022 so far. And you can see that the green shoots are starting to come through at the Doggies, and you wonder whether they would have come through and whether they would have been that good for Cameron Ciraldo to have a look at if they didn't start to come through under Mick Potter. So congratulations to you, Mick. You've done a fantastic job out there at the Doggies, and I'm sure that Bulldogs fans who loved you already love you even more. Back to that incredible finish there between the Dragons and the Raiders. Well, Dragons coach Anthony Griffin, well, he knows what it's like to be on either side of this one. So let's hear his thoughts after that incredible finish, 24-22 loss eventually for the Dragons to the Raiders.
Probably a little bit ironic, isn't it, you know, compared to the first game, but just ran out of time. It was a fantastic line break at that time of the game, and you know, the captain here did everything he could with the kicking game late in the game to get us in field position and then put Matty away. We just needed one more play the ball, but that's the way the world works.
Alanis Morris said, isn't it ironic? Anthony Griffin there on the wrong end of the stick there, 24 points to 22. I was at the SCG, in fact, all weekend, it turned out to be. I went and watched the Sydney Swans take on the Magpies yesterday, and a big win over Collingwood at a full house SCG, just as a viewer. But on Saturday, I was there for the Roosters and the Cowboys. Incredibly emotional day. Anthony Seibold was with me, so too was Tim Manor. James Magnusson was there for crunch time. Obviously, both of these clubs with strong ties to Paul Green and obviously his family as well. So it was an emotional day. Black armbands being worn by both clubs. A minute silence out there like we've seen at all games. But it was very eerie at the SCG on Saturday. When they got down to business, well, the Roosters were all over it. Matt Lodge got his first try since 2019. How about the handiwork from Victor Radley, Jared Waerea-Hargreaves? I mean, these guys were playing like backs. Is Matt Lodge the best late-season buy of the year? He's incredibly happy where he is at the Roosters, and they are laying the platform of a run to the finals. No question about it. Added starch up front. They're playing with the kind of freedom that we're used to seeing the Roosters play. It was James Tedesco's 200th game, and it was an incredible performance by the Roosters to overcome the second-place team on the ladder. So on Thursday night, we had the shutout from the Storm over the first-place team in the Panthers, 16-0. Then on Friday night, the Warriors at home just showed what a difference it makes when you're at Mount Smart Stadium and you're the Warriors. They beat the Bulldogs convincingly. On Friday evening, the Rabbitohs. Talk about a team that's on a charge. Here comes Latrell. 26 points to nil over the Jekyll and Hyde Parramatta Eels. Like I said, on Saturday it was 32 points to 18. And let me know your thoughts. I mean, is Matthew Lodge one of the best late season buys that we've seen in the Premiership this year? Trent Robinson is using him to perfection. Saturday evening, the Sharks over the West Tigers 36-12 and the Broncos 28-10 over the Knights. Of course, we know how it finished at GIO Stadium in Canberra. Can you imagine Ricky Stewart's lounge room? do we need a new remote control down there for Ricky Stewart or perhaps a new TV? He would have been going gangbusters. Not allowed to go to the game, 24-22. And the Titans, wow, what's going on at the Seagulls? Is there more to play out after the silent seven and the Pride Round drama that unfolded there? Because they got absolutely spanked by the Gold Coast Titans, 44 points to 22. So snap judgments out of all that is some incredible upsets, but teams 1 and 2 on the ladder stumbled on the weekend. As I mentioned, the Panthers shut out by the Storm, the Cowboys put to the sword by a very impressive Roosters. So give me your snap judgment on the ladder after round 22 as we head towards the finals. Is this the year that a team outside the top four can win the comp? So positions 5 to 8, we've got the Rabbitohs, Broncos, Eels and Roosters. Now, two out of those four in particular jump out at the moment, the Bunnies and the Roosters. The Broncos, yes, as well. Not sure about the Eels. It seems they're not sure about themselves. But can somebody outside of the top four win the competition this year? Never been done. Still 3 rounds to go. More changes, you think, in the makeup of the eight by the time we get to the finals. But no question, the Rabbitohs and the Roosters in particular are hitting full steam ahead. Give me your snap judgment this morning, thanks to snapfitness.com.au. Who's most likely to break the drought and win it from outside the top four? I'll be catching up with Peter Bedell from News Limited this morning to chat through the Rugby League rich list, which you may have seen across the weekend. It's a bizarre game we live in, isn't it? Where salaries are put on the front and centre in the paper. A bizarre game where you've got how much you're earning there for everybody to see. But it did make for fascinating reading. There are 8 millionaires on the NRL list as we speak. Nathan Cleary, Daly Cherry-Evans, Tom Trbojevic, David Fifita, Jesse Bromwich, James Tedesco, Kalen Ponga and Ben Hunt. Now, Luke Brooks will more than likely become a million-dollar player next season. We just don't know where that's going to be. But who is the game's next million-dollar player, in your opinion? Let's play some money ball this morning. Who's worth $1 million to your club or in the game? Mitchell Moses, around about the million mark already, 950. Cameron Munster, about the same. He'll be a million-dollar player, no problems. Latrell Mitchell, off contract at the end of next season on about 850. Cody Walker, same, but 700 or thereabouts. And the same for Damian Cook, all those three off contract at the end of next year. So there's certainly a big upswing coming for those kind of players. I mean, how is Latrell Mitchell not a million-dollar player at the moment? Do you think he's worth a million? And is he the man most likely to be the next million-dollar player? We've got 8 on the list at the moment. Who is the next player to make it to Millionaires Row? Let me know this morning, 0457 736 736, or give me a call, 1300 01 1170. Matty, when the West Tigers offered Cameron Ciraldo 5 years, everyone said they were mad. So why is it any different to the Dogs? Only thing I can see is Tigers are everybody's whipping boys, says Andrew the Colac Tiger. Well, it's a good point. And they did have to throw everything at him, the kitchen sink included. And it goes back, Andrew, I think, to my point at the top here that Cameron Serraldo is only going to take a deal, obviously, that he wants to accept. So what do you do if you're him? Are you going to step out of the Panthers system at the moment and all the success and the good money that he's getting there and go to a risky proposition that, as we've seen, coaches get the churn and burn? So perhaps Cameron Serraldo's gone, well, there was a five-year deal at the Tigers, but there's a five-year deal at the Bulldogs, and I prefer to go to the Bulldogs instead of the Tigers. I've got no problem with it. I don't think that there's a problem in this one at all. Because, again, like I say, I think that it comes down to they had to do something to get their man. And if that's what they had to do, and that's the deal that's been accepted, then they both know that they're in it for the long haul. So we know that things can change rapidly in rugby league, and we would love to see this deal see it out for the 5 years and then some. And that's exactly what the Dogs would be thinking. Dan says, Joey Manu is a $1 million player. $1 million already for Joey Manu. What about Joseph Suaalii or Suaalii, which we might get to the bottom of this morning? He was incredible on the weekend. A 19-year-old. Now, we know what he can do in the air with the ball in hand, etc. But again, adding starch to the Roosters, as I was calling that game on Saturday out there, it was like watching a hard-running forward going crazy. This kid puts in the work. He's got the physical attributes to do it. He's got the rugby league smarts about him already. He's at a good club, no doubt about it. And Joseph Suaalii, or Suaalii, will become a very highly paid player in the game. Let's go to the open line. Open Slather Monday. Sharky, g'day Sharky. Good morning to you. You reckon Nicho Hynes is next up?
Yeah, he's on 600 now. I've got to re-sign him in 2 more years. 2 years left. Keeps going the way he is. He would definitely be. With the rise in the salary cap, he's probably looking at doubling his salary to $1.2 million.
Not a bad shout. I mean, what about the impact that he's made in the number 7 jersey at the Sharks, mate? I mean, it's just been incredible. And also the other thing, too, is to... I also think when you look at somebody like Nicho Hynes, you're obviously paying him as a player, but what he's worth to the club as a whole as well.
Right, the top bloke.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
He's what every club wants. The star... He not only stars on the field, but shines brighter off the field.
Yep. Well said, Sharky. Appreciate your call this morning. Okay. 4 tries, 12 try assists, 19 line break assists for Nicho Hynes this year, and holding the club's standards up very high off the field. He is a class act. So you're right, Sharky. In the years to come, what is it, 2 years, that deal will be redone, or they'll start to talk about it before that. In a couple of years to come, there's no question that he'll be up there as well. Who makes it next to Millionaires Row in rugby league? Let me know your thoughts this morning. Just like Sharky, you call, you get on. 1300 01 1170. We've got plenty to get through this morning. Timmy Manor will join me soon. We'll go through all of the rugby league news with Tim. Adam Gilchrist will be here to talk cricket and all things sport. Brett Phillips has the latest tennis news and your calls and texts. Keep them coming. It's Open Slather Monday. Hit the phones. Let's get this Monday morning rolling right here on SEN 1170 AM Sydney. This is The Morning Show with Matt White. Back with your texts and calls after this.